pause, freeze, problem. He said, here's what I want you. Moses, this is too big for you. Or Moses said, God, this is too big for me. He said, go get me 70 men since you need some help. You need some help? Come on, because every now and then you got to have some ride or die men with you. You understand what I'm saying? He said, go get some men that can just go get them. And then when you get them, I'm going to come down there. And he says, and I'm going to help them help you. Now watch what the problem is in the text in case you missed it. Because the Bible says right there in front of your eyes. He says, and I'm going to come down. Somebody say, God's there. This messed me up. God's there. And I'm going to come down. I'm going to talk with you there. And when I talk with you there, I'm going to take the spirit that is on you and put it on them. And they're going to help you do what you're supposed to do. Okay, can I come? Some of y'all still missed it right there. Went right over your head. I need you to make sure you saw what you saw and you heard what you just heard. Somebody say, God is there. God comes down there. He said, Moses, okay, all right, you need some help, Moses. I got you. You think this is too much for you. Here's what I'm going to do. Go give me 70 men. I'm going to be there. 70 men are going to be there. You're going to be right there. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the spirit that's on you, and I'm going to put it on 70 men to help you do what you were supposed to do. Some of y'all still waiting on a bus to pull up to catch this. Okay. Here's a problem I have with text. Elder, come here real quick. I didn't say, come here. Elder, stand right here. You stand right here. So here's the 70 men. Here is Moses. Here is God. Now you telling me there's a problem you can't handle all the people. Now I got you 70 men to come help. Now here I am. I'm in the building. You need some help. So here's the question I have with the text. If you there, God, why you take my spirit and put it on 70 men to help me do what you call me to do? Why did you take your spirit and put it on 70 men to help me do what you call me to do? Y'all missed it right there. Moses says, I can't do it. It's impossible. I can't handle this. And God came and didn't put his spirit on them. He took what he already had in him and put it on them anyway. What did I come to preach to somebody? You're bigger than you think you are. God put so much in you, you don't even know what you have in you. He had enough for 70 men. He could have handled it all by himself. God was right there, and God took what was already in him. You're wondering, why am I a survivor? How do I keep coming back? Why did I wake up when I shouldn't have woke up? Because greater is on your life. You're bigger than what you can imagine. You're not just a normal human. You are created in the image of God. That's why you have been able to come out of every situation that you didn't think you could come out of. Because God's spirit is on your life greater than you can imagine. Slap your neighbor, say, I'm all that. I'm all that. That's why you keep bouncing back. That's why you don't quit. That's why you keep showing up, because something on you keeps coming and keeps bringing you back, and you get better and better and better and better because it's more on your life than you ever can imagine. Somebody shout hallelujah.
See, this is why there's so many survivors in this room. Moses says, I can't handle this. God shows up and didn't even put his cell phone. Why show up then? God says, I needed you to know. Moses, I already gave you everything you need to make it. You're not a dog. You're not a lion. You're not a monkey. You're not an angel. You got some of me up in you. You made in my image. And I have so, Moses had enough for 70 men. He took from Moses and put it on them, and he still had more than enough to continue to do what God called. He still had much more in him. And I came to tell somebody, you still got much more in you. You can make it through. You can handle it. You're going to be all right. It's great. You are better than you think. You're all that and don't even know it. This is why I wonder how people survived the Holocaust. Because they're greater than what they think. I wonder why certain, you know, our black community survived 400 years of slavery. There's more in people than you think. I wonder how victims survive tied up in a basement when they should have died, but there's more in them than they can imagine. How did you come through the rape and the molestation and you're still here? If you just had a simple spirit, you couldn't have come through that mess. But the reason why you're here is because there's so much on your life. You are created in the image of God, and can't nothing hold you down. Can't nothing hold you back. I came to declare you are all that and some more. You lost a job, but you're still doing all right. They fired you, but you're still doing your thing. You got bankruptcy, but somehow you're still bouncing around. You are going to be all right. Because if you understand, now we understand the real Hebrew says, you are just a little lower than God. Give me Matthew 20, 28. Then we see the other one in the meeting. We see Jesus. He says something. We were in this, and I was sharing this with a lot of our ministers last night. And Jesus, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, what did he say? But I came to serve. I came to help. Is there a problem? I'm here to serve. He says, listen, I'm here to serve. We notice who else was in that meeting. The Holy Spirit said, I'm your helper. I'm here to help. The Holy Spirit, the helper. Jesus says, I'm here to serve. That means I'm here to take care of somebody else's needs. And then John 3:16, you don't know this. We need an altar call. John 3:16, throw it up there. For God so loved the world. God says, I'm about to help the world out and give you something. Now, we notice the effect of all three of them. And we were made in the image of all three of them. And all three of them are helpers. God help me. They are problem solvers. And so when David walked on the scene, it's because he's made in the image of God. And his life is, when I show up, if there's a problem, I'm here to solve it. When I show up, I am here to answer a problem. What are you saying to me, Pastor? What I'm trying to get you to understand is that whenever you walk in a place, you're on assignment. Whenever you enter your job, you're there to make it better. Your life is to come in and change the atmosphere, because you're like the Holy Spirit. You're like the Father. You're like Jesus. Whenever you show up, things have got to change. Whenever you show up, the situation has got to get better, because you are made in the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when I get somewhere, I'm on assignment to make that place better than it was when I walked in the door. That's why I preach, when you get a job, you need to look them flat in the eye and say, what is your problem? Because, baby, I'm here now. This place is about to change because I showed up. I'm a helper. I'm made in the image of God. I am a helper. When you get there, that job is blessed. When you walk in that company, they are better than they were before. When you showed up at this church, we are better because you're here. We got people who change the atmosphere because of who you are. Somebody say, I'm all that. I'm all that. Because you know that you are the answer to somebody's prayers. David came on the scene. They said, hey, we need somebody to take care of this. David said, here I am. Because we're made in the image. Stay with me. That's why the assignments you have in life, you don't even like some of them. Because you thought you were going there to just, you know, go there to just go there. You actually got there because you're on assignment to help and change. And so, because when you understand you're made in the image, then you got to understand, my assignment is to help wherever I go.